After all the little vole-sized levers were pulled, Beery and her team analyzed the results. They found that even when it comes to monogamous prairie voles, males and females sometimes have different priorities.
So females worked hardest to get to familiar male mates versus unfamiliar strangers. The males were interesting because they showed diverse behaviors. Some of them acted like the females and worked hardest to get to their mates consistently over the course of the study. Other males consistently worked hardest to get to unfamiliar females, and yet other males were sort of intermediate, where they would press more for a familiar female on one day and an unfamiliar female on the next day.
Their results were published in the journal Genes, Brain, and Behavior. Overall, this points to a big difference between the sexes when it comes to social motivation. In other experiments, vole researchers have observed wandering, or a preference by males for the unfamiliar females. But many of those studies were performed out in the wilds, and this research removed those external pressures. That seems to mean that some of these little males were sometimes flighty about staying true to their mate because, well, maybe they felt like it. According to Beery, putting vole monogamy to the test helps us better understand the different types of human relationships and our process for selecting who we spend time with. For prairie voles, the investment seems a bit skewed to the female side. But no need to throw shade on the males, Beery says. There's likely a legit explanation out there. And while science looks for that reason, maybe don't give up on finding your one true love quite yet. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Ashley Pack.